We have some young men joining us from Ladonia. Community R6, as a matter of fact. They are state champions, and they're from the junior high school over at Community R6. They're from the trap team. As a matter of fact, we have Clayton Crum here. Good morning, Clayton. Glad to have you in here. Good morning. Ezra Johnson.
Good morning.
And we have Carter Schaefer.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Lane Rohan.
Good morning.
And we have Wyatt Meyer in the studio.
Morning.
Good morning. Stacy French has brought everybody in here this morning. She's the FFA advisor. First off, we want to talk a little bit about trap shooting as a whole. I think, Ezra, you're going to tell us a little bit about this this sport. When did you first get involved in trap shooting, if you will?
About seventh grade. I've always done a lot of shooting my life. And I thought it'd be a good idea, and turns out I like it a lot.
Yeah, and you're pretty darn good at it, too, it looks like. As a matter of fact, Ezra, you finished with an 83 out of 100 on that state championship winning day. Where was this held at, if you will?
Lynn Creek, Missouri.
Okay. I was kind of asking you a little bit about this before. There are different trap ranges around the state of Missouri. I guess not every junior high or high school has one. Where have you shot at before?
We've shot in Schuyler County, Paris. At our school, we shoot most of the time. I don't really know where else we shoot very much.
West Quincy.
Illinois. Okay. Where's your favorite trap range to shoot at?
Probably Lynn Creek.
Lynn Creek, and that's the best one. And whenever you go out and you trap shoot, the weather plays a little bit of a factor in that, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain a little bit about that. How does the weather impact your shooting?
Well, like, winds coming out of the east, they'll make your birds that are going far left go out there a lot quicker. They can make the bird jump in the air. Impact of how you shoot.
So you're standing at a stand, and there's a microphone there, as I understand. And,
yep.
And what are you saying whenever you're ready for that target to go up in the air?
Well, you get in your stance, and when you're ready, you say pull.
Pull. All right, just as simple as that. It goes up in the air, and you shoot, and you're actually shooting 100 times, right?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. Clayton, when did you first get involved in trap shooting?
Since I've been 5 years old, basically.
Wow. Wow. What's your favorite thing about trap shooting? Do you like, what do you like about it?
I just like all of it, honestly.
Yeah, everything's good. All right. Now, Carter, he didn't want to talk too much, but we're going to talk to you a little bit, Carter. When did you get involved in trap shooting?
This year is my first time, but I've been shooting since I was really young, so.
Yeah, something that you're going to pursue as you go throughout school?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Lane, what about you, man?
When? Seventh grade.
Seventh grade? And it's something that you really enjoy?
Yeah, I enjoy going on the trips and hanging out with friends and stuff.
Yeah, a little camaraderie going on there. Wyatt, what about you?
I started trap at the beginning of seventh grade for the first year, and I just liked it ever since.
Very nice. Now, you guys made some school history, as we understand it, being the first team to win a state championship in trap shooting. Kind of talk a little bit about those that accomplishment and what it felt like. You get a congratulations from some of your students there, your fellow classmates at school?
Yeah. We've always wanted to place top three when we went to state, mainly because we all kind of want this belt buckle you get whenever you get top three.
Okay.
But I don't think we ever thought we'd get first, but we did.
You did. So each of you got a belt buckle for winning the state championship.
Yep.
Got it at home. It should have had you bring that along today. We should have gotten a...
We don't get them until Thursday, right?
FFA banquet's this week, so they'll get them at the FFA banquet.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get some photos of that. We'll throw it up on our website to take a look at. Now, is there an off-season for trap shooting, or is this something that you kind of do all season long?
Yeah, we kind of have an off season. It's mainly when you're out dove hunting, duck hunting, but we don't really have an off season for trap.
Okay. What's the best advice you can give somebody who wants to get involved in trap shooting? What are some of the basics that they need to know going into this?
Have confidence. If you're going to miss birds, but when you miss them, don't let it get in your head.
All right.
Because that'll affect you a lot.
Yep, I think that's very, very good advice. Well, we appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time out with us. Congratulations on the state championship. No pressure. You just have to go out and win another one next season. So, All right. Well, we'll have you back in sometime soon. Clayton Crum, Ezra Johnson, Carter Schaefer, Lane Rohan, Wyatt Meyer, and Stacy French from Community R6.